The catch, Tony Dorsett's 99-yard run, or Barry Switzer toting a gun in his carry-on bag. Register your vote for the biggest moments in Cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Big Dick Hunter will be at the Dart at Mockingbird Station tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m.
You think he'll sleep before that and get up early and go?
No.
Or you think he'll just stay up all night and make
I think he'll just stay up all night because that's the way he rolls.
Well, he ought to be refreshed.
Yeah. You'll be catching him at his very best tomorrow. And you can register to win ticket T-shirts, and he will have three very foxy ticket chicks
three?
Out there with him. Three.
Why does he get three?
Because he's a sex addict, and it takes three of them to please him.
True.
Who no doubt will be at their very best as well at, what, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So go see Big Dick Hunter at Dart at Mockingbird Station. It is 6:36 here on The Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
So Paul Schaefer.
Everybody likes community quick hits.
What's wrong with that?
Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Guitar.
Yes, the plaintive sounds of Like Morrissey remind us that it's time for community quick hits.
Well, living in a large community like we do live in, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, there's several quick hits in and around our community that we can touch on, especially some that happened over the weekend, and some big announcements for some things that are coming up here. One that will affect you,
Cobra.
Mike Reiner. Okay, Jim.
Jim?
One Mike Reiner that will affect you directly.
What is that?
October the 25th. Mark it down on your calendar, Michael.
Why?
Matter of fact, you may have to take the day before off and that whole day off.
Queensryche?
Nope. The View will be taping here.
You know what? I saw that in the paper today. And I think we should make it our mission to get Reins on that show. And if you think about it, Corby, it's got all the elements. If we write their producer and say, hey, look, you know, we do a show here. Tell them about the show. Tell them how popular it is with the male audience. And we've got one of the main guys on there that's a huge fan of yours. I'll bet we could get him on that show.
There is no way.
I bet we could.
I bet there's a chance. That's national show.
I know it's a national.
People that are watching in Nebraska.
You know what, though?
Jim the Plumber.
But anytime they go on location,
or Judy
they always
the
have the local flavor. They always do that.
Well, and I've never seen
it. If they had a guy that does an all-sports station that's a fan of their Frau Lay show, I think that'd be interesting to them.
What are they going to ask him?
But of course, you know what? We're a give-up show. We don't try anything. We don't try to work outside the box. That takes a little effort to do that. So we'll just sweep this under the carpet.
Okay. Well, we'll put the hammer in charge of this project.
Not my job.
Oh, well, whose job is it? Reiner's?
Danny's.
Danny's not the producer. Mine?
Yeah.
I'm not the producer of this show, and I'm not the producer of The View. If you want Mike on there, you should call up. Hey, you're the co-host of the show, man. You got a lot more power than we do. Yeah. Hey, just call him and say,
hammer.
I'm the hammer. And I want my partner on your show. It'll be simple.
Might just do that.
There's another show coming to Dallas that they're doing open, I guess, casting call or auditions right now that I think Mike would even be better suited with.
What's that?
The Queer Eye guys are going to be here.
Ooh, that's
and I would
right,
love
Mike.
For them to get a hold of Mike and go through his closet of jean shorts.
Yes. They
and
could
throw
rid
those
you
out.
Of being Mr. Jean Short.
Or how about Michael on The View, the hammer on Queer Eye?
Well, Hammer doesn't
need it. I don't need that. I'm fine.
Grego, you could use a change
I'm fine.
Hammer is fine with his grown-up granimals. He's perfect.
That's right.
We just need to send The View, Michael.
Last thing I need is some queer getting a hold of me.
Whoa.
I stand by that.
We just need to send a view.
Those guys wouldn't like me anyway.
The Queer Eye guys?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't really rate with the gay too much.
Really?
In this world, yeah.
You're too just introverted and not willing to share wear your emotions on your sleeve?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of that, but for whatever reason, I just don't. I don't rate with them. I mean, you're the one that gets hit on by them, not me.
Yeah, well, that means I don't need any
Cobra.
That is so loud. That is louder than Stand Back Burrito. You realize that?
I don't know. Let's have a contest and see.
Normal level.
Stand Back Burrito!
Cobra. They're about even.
Yeah, they are. Well, anyway, Mike, October 25th, I at least expect you to be in the audience, cheering and holding hands with the fat girl sitting next to you, maybe.
With your bucket ice cream.
Right. And your extra large pizza.
Right. Slice of pie in one hand, scoop of vanilla in the other.
And by the way, Barbara Walters will be there, Mike.
She will?
Yes, she'll be making a rare appearance. It's tied into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which you are a candidate now, being a 65-year-old woman. Let's see.
Mike Leiter.
I'm neither 65 nor a woman.
Or two.
You're close to each.
Something else that happened in and within our community on Saturday night was a big concert, which I'm kind of bummed I didn't go to now. The Velvet Revolver show at the Granada.
It was pretty good, I'll tell you that.
You didn't go.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You did not go.
No, because you're not wearing your T-shirt today. When you go to concerts, you wear T-shirts on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I wore my Kiss T-shirt last week, didn't I?
You were in full makeup. Now, what Guns N' Roses songs did they play, Greg, since you were there?
We're trying to find your paper.
Let me see.
3, 2, 1.
I was pretty loaded. I don't know.
They played Mr. Brownstone.
They played Mr. Brownstone, which I guess we probably have Mr. Brownstone.
I don't think
in
we can play that.
Why not? Is there a?
It's got an MF-er in it.
Oh, we can play the opening.
Yeah.
Licks to it.
They played I Used to Love Her. Well, you can keep playing more than that. They played I Used to Love Her, and then they played the Stone Temple Pilots song, Sex Type Thing, which to me.
I am.
That one.
Is that Sex Type Thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate
that
song.
It's an overrated song. They have so many more, much more melodic songs than that.
That's weird for them to be playing such a small place.
That's what I was, you know what? Like, there's this picture in the overnight section of Scott Weiland sitting there with a bullhorn and Slash standing next to him and Matt Sorum, the drummer. Do you think in, like, 1990 or 91 or whenever Guns N' Roses was just mega huge and they were playing the Cotton Bowl and Soldier Field and all that stuff that they ever thought they'd be playing a 1,000-seat venue?
Well, they could have played a bigger place.
I
guarantee you, they could have sold out Nokia.
A lot of those acts don't mind that. I mean, they've been there, and it's a pain in the ass for them. They got all the money they want. They can go to an intimate setting like this and have a good time.
Does Slash have all the money he needs?
He must.
He's got quite a bit. He's had a lot of side projects, too.
Yeah, but I mean
Slash's Snake Pit, and you should know all about that.
Didn't sell very well.
He co-wrote most of those songs with Axl,
didn't
really?
He?
I think so.
Axl and Slash got credit for that. I'm kind of bummed I missed that, though, because it sounds like it was pretty cool. Even though that album, that at least what I've heard, is okay. It's not great.
Thoroughly mediocre.
Yeah, probably so.
We can't play any of the music because every song has an F-bomb within the first 20 seconds of it.
Well, that's ridiculous. And Danny, this appeals to you. This is an email from John Moon saying, I made the mistake of taking my girlfriend to a sorta show, and now she's a little too excited about the next one. She wants to know, are Big Dumb Danny and Carter both married? Two wives, not each other. Those tall MFers are worrying me.
Well, the answer is we are both single.
Well, that's a lie. That's
I am
lie.
Not married.
Very interesting.
That's a lie, Danny. That's a big fat lie.
Well, why would you say that?
Really? Is that the case?
That's what I hear.
Yep. I might be making an announcement tomorrow.
Well, just go ahead and do it now.
No. I wouldn't.
You're going to make it tomorrow. Why don't you just go ahead and do it now?
We're running a little late.
Danny and I are co-conspiring to release this on a much larger scale, like maybe a 5:10 segment rather than the 6:40 segment.
It's probably a joint press conference.
Right. In which we both announce our divorces.
Yes, and our pending Deep Ellum apartment we're going to get together.
Right. By the way, I will never live in Deep Ellum again. I'm turning my back on that place.
You're the king.
I was the king. I was the king.
But now you're turning your back on it, huh?
Man, I was thinking about it. I never go down there.
I'm going down there tonight.
Me too.
Stop it. The only time I go down to Deep Ellum now is to go see a show at like Gypsy Tea Room or Trees, maybe. But other than that, I don't go eat down there. I don't go drink down there.
It's because you don't live down there anymore.
And you can't park.
You would have never gone down there in the beginning had you not lived a block away.
Well, it is a pain in the ass, Grego.
I never went anywhere else, though. I mean, I didn't even know the Barley House existed or Greenville existed. Mm-hmm. Only place I hung out was Deep Ellum. But you're right, because I could just walk down there and walk back.
That's the reason
I go.
Well,
I would like to invite everybody down there this Saturday night to see Petty Theft.
Oh, no.
That's a community quick hit.
That is a community quick hit. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Participate.
Where are you playing, Mike?
Club Dada.
That's a great place to go.
I need to start going to Club Dada more, but I just don't. Let's see.
Well, I just gave you a good reason to go Saturday night.
Yes, you did.
And see Petty Theft. We're playing with Gene Loves Jezebel.
Very weird.
That is weird. You get all these big gigs, man.
Who are they?
Well, they were pretty popular in the 90s, weren't they?
They have one big song, and Denise or Louise or Cindy or Delilah or...
I'm supposed to know who they
Desire?
Are, and I don't.
Desire, yeah.
Desire. Are they the ones... Yeah. Are they the ones who sang, you're giving me nothing but shattered dreams... Is that them?
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hot Shaq opinion.
I don't think the Lakers do the deal for a moment unless the Mavericks give up Dirk Nowitzki. And as much as that bothers me, I say you give up Dirk Nowitzki.
I love Dirk, man, but...
Yeah, but Corby knows Shaq. He'd have him on every day.
Yeah, that would help the hard line.
All right, Chief. Good game, by the way. We're here with the big man, Shaquille O'Neal.
Rumor has it that Shaq is shacked up with his little buddy Corby while he looks for a place of his own. When Shaq trade news breaks, we'll break in.
Either you be yourself, and you can have sex with only 400-pound women the rest of your life, or you turn into Sean Bradley.
I do the 400-pounders.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. TheTicket.com.